Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom. Pronađite još interesantnih priloga na sbs.com.au/srbijan.
We're talking about Christmas specifically today, and what better way to kick off sort of the festive season than to discuss a few of the big things that I think people might be interested to learn about how Serbian people celebrate Christmas. I mean, the biggest event obviously is Christmas Day itself, which for us falls in January rather than in late December. But talking about sort of pre-Christmas vibes and pre-Christmas memories even, what are some of the biggest shocks maybe that a new Serbian family might experience when they, you know, try to settle into the Christmas spirit in December in Australia?
Depends on where they've come from. I think we tend to promote how traditional we are, yet a typical city dweller coming from Serbia to Australia wouldn't be too shocked. I guess the difference is in Serbia they're big on the New Year presents and the New Year celebration, and then they'll slot into Christmas. So that secular approach to the festive season wouldn't be too big a shock. I think the biggest shock of it for a new family from Serbia would be that we're sweltering in 40 degree weather and they're in the minus 20s, so that geography plays a part in how a new family would view Christmas being celebrated here. They'd also be shocked to see, you know, whether it's a pig or a lamb that's just been taken off the spit and put on the table, and other very hearty meals that evolved in a cold climate.
Yeah.
But we're holding on to those.
Yeah, we're not letting go.
No, definitely not. And don't you dare introduce pineapple either.
Yeah.
Something that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, I think Australia, the population in Australia is predominantly Christian. So Christmas is still very present, even though, like I said, in a more secular manner, where you've got pubs and shopping centres promoting notion of just giving presents or receiving them or demanding them if you're a little kid, eating without a Christian message, which, look, some elements of that have positives where, you know, families are getting together, enjoying one another's company, caring for one another. But we shouldn't forget that the true essence of Christmas, which is the celebration of the birth or nativity of Christ, as all those years ago or centuries ago, millennia ago, and really underlining his message. And without getting too religious on the program, it really is a lovely universal message that we've seen the Bible, where the angels proclaim the birth of Christ with glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill amongst men or amongst humankind. And I think that's important, and that's sometimes forgotten, where Christmas should be a celebration of the Lord God, peace amongst all of us, and especially in Australia, where we may not be identical and we may celebrate different, we may celebrate, if we're Christians, we might celebrate Christmas on a different day or in a different manner, and there are others that don't celebrate it, but I think that message of goodwill amongst all of us and helping those in need is more important than forcing one's ideology upon one's neighbour.
Definitely.
So, yeah, but what do we serve? Oh, so I was born here and family's been here a long time. So, I mean, even I've seen in my lifetime the different approach to celebrating Christmas, but then there are a lot of elements we hold on to. So my wife's a great cook, but may not put a feast together as great as her mum used to or my mum. But that the message is the same, that we gather as a family, that we celebrate a very special day in our calendar. Kids do receive presents and they can't wait to get them. We've introduced the Western Christmas tree, but I still insist on grabbing a budniak and putting that in the corner.
That's something that I wanted to actually touch on. When it comes to little traditions and little things that we do before the actual big day of Christmas, a huge one is, and I think all Serbian kids know this, that in Serbia, particularly if you come from a small town, which is definitely my memory of a Serbian Christmas, I visited my grandmother who lives in a little town called Lesnica, which is sort of in the western part of Serbia, and we definitely would, you know, hike up the mountains with my deda, you know, back when he was able to still hike up mountains with a, you know, bunch of 7-year-olds, and we would cut down this big orangey tree and drag it all the way back and put it at the front door. And I used to always, you know, as the Australian kid, stare at it and be like, this is not as entertaining as my Christmas tree at home. But what is this tradition, and how come everyone in Serbia does it? How has it made its way even to Australia?
If we go back hundreds of years, people needed that fire, that log to, or they used firewood to keep themselves warm and to cook off. So that tree in the forest meant their existence. What's the budnjak? The budnjak, some say it's an old pagan ritual, but we've given it a Christian twist where that particular tree, which is of significance to the Serbian people and in the Serbian lands, is picked very early in the morning, brought to the home, signifying the light and warmth that Christ gives to all those that believe him and follow him. How have we morphed that in Australia? First of all, we don't have the brown tree, which you said. Ours is very green because it's, again, that time of the year.
Yeah, it is quite green, yeah.
But what's tended to happen in Australia, I think, right across the entire continent, is that at our respective churches, we all prepare a big budnjak, and then budnjak branches, which are decorated. The faithful come forward to collect them and place it in a prominent position in their home when they return. No one's lighting fires today. But again, that budnjak, even though it's not burnt to give the warmth and light of Christ, is given a prominent position. Someone might place it on their front door or in the corner of their sort of main living area or beside the icon. So again, giving that branch some importance prepares us for Christmas. Or the celebration of Božić the day after. I touch on this with my own children. On the 5th of January, 2 days before Christmas, is in preparation for Christmas, to be at peace with one another, the marking of Tutsin Dan, or the day of beating or hitting, when we weren't allowed to argue as children and our parents weren't allowed to reprimand us if we did get in trouble. Or if we did play up. And it's funny how one always had the urge to argue with their siblings on that day. But all these years afterwards, we fondly remember that day as a day when we, you know, had to make peace and prepare ourselves, in effect, for Božić that was upon us. And that's still practiced. In my home and in many homes here in Australia. So that was also brought across.
There's another little Christmas tradition that I have experienced a few times in a few visits that we've managed to squeeze over to Serbia, where as children we I think it was on the night before, so it was Christmas Eve, Badnja Veča, as we say in Serbian, there was a big mound of hay underneath the table and sort of all of us kids going through it and looking for little treats and little coins. I don't really ever remember in Serbia presents being such a big deal for us as children looking forward to Christmas. It was always these little things around that. Do you think that Australian, Serbian families have managed to retain sort of the spiritual significance of Christmas?
Look, I think they are, and I hope they are. We tend to be very nostalgic, and let's forget about geography and am I in Serbia or Australia. Everyone always harkens back to the great old days when they were a child and how everything was better. We hear that all the time. Look, I think the children of today still see the importance and significance of the day. They might demand presents more than I did as a kid, But is that the end of the world? I don't think so. I think that, that as parents and as a community, we all need to strive to pass on the important message, the spiritual significance of the celebration of Christmas. And that's why I call upon within my own home, of my own children and in the parish, that, look, every kid's getting a present at school and at daycare and everywhere else. Give your child a present. Don't make them drop away because they've been treated unfairly. Let's not allow that the celebration of Božić, Christmas, to be only about gift receiving. Get them to prepare a gift for someone that they care for. You know, let's start the day early in the morning with a prayer, with a kārdzenia kuća, or preparing the incense to bless the home, to light candles, to say the traditional greeting message of Christmas, which is Mir Boži Hristos se rodio, or God's peace, Christ is born. Kiss one another three times. And it's funny how even those, and I'm referring, if we're going to concentrate on children here, they might have had an argument that morning, but that forcing to shake the hand of a loved one and kissing them three times and saying those words, it soothes the mood. Everyone then gets back into that celebratory
feeling. That's very true.
Feeling. So I don't think we need to shy away from presents, but let's not make that the be-all and end-all. Let's give the day significance. You know, let the kids be a part of that as well. Let them be involved and organise, you know, set the table, prepare the meal, partake of everything, share what's on the table. These are the messages that we really need to, those universal messages that geography or language will not get in the way of preserving that which is important.
And as someone that is, you're a role model to your children, but you're also a role model to...
They'll claim I'm not.
Yeah.
And to others, but they don't see. But anyhow, they'll grow up.
One day, maybe. Yeah. But in a way, you definitely are as a parent. But also further than that, you are a figure in the Serbian community, especially in terms of religion, definitely. But as someone that second generation Serbian Australian children would look up to and see, well, look, you've taken the best of both worlds and you found a way to live harmoniously with two cultures. What do you think is special about retaining and sort of what you were talking about, that striking that perfect balance between tradition and adaption?
I think it's important that we shouldn't live in a ghetto and become whether it be religious or cultural or social fanatics. So that's one extreme. The other one of assimilation, where you just give up anything that ties you to your ancestry and your faith, isn't the option either. Have I got the right balance? I mean, no. We're all working on it. I think those that respect themselves and know and are comfortable and proud of their own background, whatever that background may be, on a language, religious, cultural background, even socioeconomic background, those that are comfortable with that and that are proud of it, I believe that they will continue to lead fulfilling lives and contribute both to within their own home and in the wider community.
Has your experience of Christmas changed with that added responsibility? In a way, it is a responsibility because you are a leadership figure to many. Has Christmas changed for you because of that? Positively, negatively, neither?
Yeah. Look, again, as the child of migrants, the celebration of Christmas was more, let's call it Serbian authentic, where it was a carbon, or it was an attempted carbon copy of what my parents may have done back in their village up in the mountains. But even they had to adapt and tweak the way they celebrated it. And we as the next generation of Serbian Australians, we tweak it even more. But I think that, that the important message and the universal message that, that we as Christians have to offer the world doesn't change. We even see different customs throughout the various lands that the Serbs live in Serbia and surrounding countries. It's not a carbon, it's not a, there isn't a blueprint that everyone must follow. Geography, access to various foods and even holy sites altered the way people celebrated. As a community leader and a clergyman, I try to pass on that Christmas message within my home and within the parish. And I'll underline that it is important that we take on some of the customs that, that we're surrounded by, and I mentioned presents before, but also to retain that important message of our celebration is not just one of receiving presents and giving them, but one of prayer, one of helping those in need, supporting one another, and most importantly, having love for those that, that surround us.
I think that as Serbians in general, we're renowned around the world when people visit different capital centres where there are a lot of, you know, Balkan people living, they always say that hospitality and the ability to come together and to celebrate something positive and something full of love is really one of our strengths, which is probably why Christmas is such a, because it is a holiday, it is a holiday of love, no matter if you are coming from a very religious experience or whether you have a more secular cultural respect for it, even within the Serbian community, it definitely has that message. And I think that's maybe why Serbs celebrate it so passionately, no matter where they are around the world.
That's exactly right. That, and without those without homes, even if they knock on our door on Christmas, we're called upon to invite them and feed them and shelter them on that day. Something we probably wouldn't do every other day of the year, but, you know, na Božić kuća treba da bude otvorena I da primi svakoga. On Christmas, our home needs to be open to everyone, especially those in need. And that's where our hospitality is renowned in that part of Europe. And we try to maintain that across the whole world in which we now reside. Yes. We touched on very early on in this discussion about how Christmas might differ here than it might overseas, and linking that into our integrating into society. So I remember as a little ethnic kid growing up, it was all very, we do everything the right way, mainstream isn't as authentic and great as what we do. As you mature, you tone down that message, and I think we should be proud of our customs and pass them on, of course, to our children and promote them. Show our neighbours that we live with what we have and what we hold dear to our hearts. But things like Christmas carols or Kris Kringle at the local school or kinder, or coming together for the local Christmas pageant that's put together, that's something that we should be embracing, showing that we're a part of the community we live in, but also holding dearly onto our own customs that we practice within our homes and at our churches, but sharing them with our neighbours. Let them see the beautiful generation-old, centuries-old customs that we have and that we've brought over to this new land we call home and that we hold dear to our hearts.
Yeah, I think that is probably the most important message of Christmas, is that you don't have to, one doesn't have to beat the other. The two together can actually form something bigger and better than, more effective than ever.
Let's greet one another with open arms. Let's aim to make our celebration of Božić not just a feast and present-giving thing. Let's add an element of prayer, of understanding for those in need, love for one another, and pass that on to our children and the next generations in a loving way.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.